This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Pamban Vertical Left Sea Bridge and flagged off a Coast Guard ship which passes through the bridge for the first time. Apart from inaugurating the Sea Lift Bridge, Mr. Modi flagged off the Rameshwaram Tambaram Express. As today is auspicious Ram Navami, the Prime Minister is offering obeisance at the Rameshwaram Temple. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road infrastructure projects connecting Rameshwaram. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. The president also gave assent to the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025. Akashwani correspondent reports the central government, through this new law, aims to introduce significant reforms in enhancing the governance, transparency and efficiency of Waqf property management in the country. By addressing long-standing issues such as litigation and the lack of judicial oversight, the new law seeks to create a more structured and accountable framework. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his three-day state visit to Sri Lanka today, marking a new chapter in the long-standing ties between the two neighbours. In a social media post, he expressed deep gratitude to Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake, the people and the government for the warmth extended during his visit. The Prime Minister said that, be it in Colombo or Anuradhapura, the visit has reaffirmed the deep cultural, spiritual and civilizational ties between two nations. President of India Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Portugal and Slovakia from tomorrow until the 10th of this month. She will depart today and will reach Portugal later tonight. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister, Luis Montenegro, and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral talks with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that the BJP has never compromised with its ideology for power and position. Addressing the party workers at BJP headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the party's ideology is affiliated to the Indian tradition and culture. He added that BJP is also a cadre-based and mass-based party committed to inclusive and humanistic growth, which has led it to be the world's largest political party. Union Minister Amit Shah is to be on a three-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir beginning today to review the security situation and interact with the security personnel. During his visit, Mr. Shah will also meet the BJP MLAs in Jammu and chair a meeting to review the annual Shri Amarnath Yatra. Ram Navami is being celebrated with religious fervor and enthusiasm in different parts of the country today. The festival marks the birth of Lord Rama, the seventh incarnation of Lord Vishnu. In Ayodhya, the people are celebrating Ram Navami with enthusiasm. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished all countrymen on the holy festival. In United States, millions of people are taking part in protests against President Donald Trump's economic policies and plan to downsize the government. The protests are taking place across all 50 states in the U.S. and globally organized by a pro-democracy movement. The White House, in a statement, said that President Trump's position is clear to protect Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid for eligible beneficiaries, whereas the Democrats' stance is giving these benefits to illegal aliens, which will bankrupt such programs and crush American seniors. India has sent 31 tons of humanitarian aid for an Indian Army field hospital unit deployed in Myanmar to augment New Delhi's efforts to provide relief to the quake-hit country. The aid was sent in a heavy lift aircraft C-17 Globemaster for Mandalay. It took off from the Hindon Air Force Station in Ghaziabad today. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said under Operation Brahma, C-17 plane departs for Mandalay with 31 tons of humanitarian aid, including replenishment stores for the Indian Army Field Hospital Unit. In Arunachal Pradesh, the Meteorological Center, Itanagar, has issued yellow alerts over 11 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. MCI has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms, with lightning very likely to occur at isolated places over the next 24 hours. The Startup Mahakumbh 2025 that concluded in New Delhi yesterday saw a significant participation of young entrepreneurs. The event highlighted the growing strength of country's entrepreneurial ecosystem. In a statement, Ministry of Commerce and Industry said that key participants in the Startup Mahakumbh was the government e-marketplace GEM, which showcased its role in supporting startup growth. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.